Jeremiah chapter number 33.
Oh, yes.
One verse of scripture. Hopefully I can get to you what's on my heart here. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse number 33:3. And call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Yes, Lord. Right.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah was in prison when this promise was given to him. Jeremiah had been arrested and in prison for preaching the word of the Lord that God told him to preach. He told the people the truth. Amen. Israel had abandoned the Lord and had gone astray after false gods. But God raised up the Babylonians to chastise Israel for their sin against God. And when the Babylonians came, they destroyed the nation. They took all the gold from the temple, and they took many of the Israelites away for slavery. Jeremiah told them that everything that had happened to them happened because of their sin.
Right.
They didn't like the preaching of Jeremiah, so they threw him in prison. Amen. God's word to Jeremiah, amen, was that this. He said that, he told Jeremiah, said that one day I will restore the kingdom of Israel.
Right.
He was told to preach that truth and to pray for the fulfillment of that truth. Amen. If the Lord would help us for just a few moments tonight, I'd like to take my time here, but I'd like to preach on prayer and, here's the key, prayer and the will of God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Notice this. I'm going to get into the latter part of this text, of this title. Amen. In the latter part of the message. But God had told Jeremiah, amen, to go preach and tell Israel that I'm going to raise them up again. I'm going to restore the nation of Israel.
Right.
Amen. And not only did he tell him he was going to do it, he said, go and pray. Amen. Amen. Get down earnest before God and pray that this thing comes to pass. Amen. It may sound odd at first glance. Amen. But if God said he was going to do it, then why pray? Because God told Jeremiah, amen, to pray for it. And when we pray, it causes us to develop a dependence upon him. Amen.
Right.
Thank God. We need him, don't we?
Woo.
Thank God. So yeah. The first point of my message tonight, God gave Jeremiah a command. Amen. So we find this command here in the prayer. He said, call unto me. Amen. He is commanded to seek the Lord in prayer. Amen. For the restoration of Israel. Amen. This word call means to call out, to address by name. Amen. Hallelujah. Great God, I'm feeling good already. Amen. The word, amen, call unto me. This word me refers to the one of whom all prayer should be directed, which is God himself. God wants those, amen, who knew him to come back to him for help with the need, amen, and the hardships of life. Praise God. This command implies a relationship. Jeremiah knew the Lord on a personal basis. Amen. And prayer will cause you to know God on a personal basis. He's just not the God of D.L. Moody. He's just not the God of preachers that we like. Amen. But I tell you, when you really develop a relationship and a prayer life with God, he's your God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to preach to us here in a second.
Right.
Amen. I tell you, come tell you tonight, prayer is a privilege. Amen. And we have the privilege of prayer. Amen. We can go to the Lord anytime to speak to him about the worries and the fear, the burdens of everyday life. Hallelujah. Have you ever been burdened down and maybe got a heavy load on your heart that you're carrying? And oftentimes we think in our mind about calling somebody. I'd like to call so and so. Amen. Just cause I got a heavy load on me. I come to tell you tonight, it's a very great privilege to call upon the Lord. Amen. Call unto me, he said. Hallelujah. It lets us know, amen, that God cares and God understands. Amen. And he is the one who possesses all power in heaven and in earth, Matthew said. We are calling upon one who is able, Ephesians said, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Hey, I'd like to come to tell you tonight, we're calling on the one who is able. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I tell you, when my heat pump goes down, and if it's hot outside, it's rarely happened in the wintertime, but it's happened in the summer when it's been about 90 degrees outside and the air conditioner gets to working hard. That's mostly what we've had trouble with through the years, is that air conditioned part. I'll call old Ross and Williamson up, and sometimes they'll tell me, I'm sorry, but we've had so many calls, it's liable to be 2 or 3 days before we can get out there. Amen. They have a way to meet my need, but they're not available. Hallelujah. Oh, I come to tell you, I've never went to the Lord and said, God, I've got a problem that needs fixed, and he says, I'm not available, but oh, he's right there. I come to tell us, we can call upon the name of the Lord, and he can be found. Amen. In Exodus chapter number 3, Moses was tending to the sheep. Listen to this. He was out there watching them old sheep, them old herd. Hey, God, and he looked over and he saw a burning bush. Yeah. Amen. And out of that bush, amen, he began to hear some things. And the Lord began to talk to Moses. And he said, Moses, amen, the cries of my people down in Israel are coming up before me. Amen. And it's time for you to go down and lead them up out of that land. Up out of that land of bondage. Up out of that land of slavery. Hey, God. So Moses gets to coercing with God there for a few minutes. And finally Moses is getting nervous about this. And he said, God, when I get down there to Pharaoh, he don't know who I am. He's going to laugh at me. And he's going to say, who hath sent you? Hey, God in heaven. Woo! About to feel the Holy Ghost. And God said, Moses, when you get down there, you tell them, I am, hath sent you. Hallelujah. You tell them that the God of all the universe, Yahweh, Jehovah, amen, hath sent you. Hey, God, you see in the Bible, names meant something. Moses' name, Moses, meant to draw out. Hallelujah. Jacob's name meant supplanter. Amen. Trickster. Great God. Isaac's name meant laughter. For Sarah had him out of laughter in her old age. David's name meant beloved. But Jeremiah's name meant, amen, Jehovah will rise again. But oh, Yahweh. Moses, tell him, Yahweh has sent you. Jehovah, I am that I am. Hey, God, what did this mean? It means he is the self-existent one. He's not dependent upon it. Let me tell you something. We're dependent upon somebody. We get sick. We depend on doctors. Amen. We depend on employment. We depend on all sorts of things. But he said, Moses, you go tell them, the self-existent one, hey, I don't look to nobody. I call orders and everybody answers to me. That great I am hath sent you. Go tell him, Yahweh. It means he is creditor and sustainer of all. He made the universe and all that is within it by the power of his own hand. The great sustainer hath sent thee. Amen. He is that unchanging one. God is the same. Hebrews said to 1,000 generations. I'm glad tonight when he said call, when he told Jeremiah to call unto me, when he said call unto me, he knew, amen, that he was calling unto one that was able to help. And I come to tell us right here on a Sunday night, when we really get earnest before the Lord and begin to cry unto Him, we're not just crying to one that's not able, but He's exceedingly, abundantly able to meet our need. Hey, and if we can develop a prayer life, I said we'd have revival. If we can develop a prayer life, we'd have healings on a consistent basis. If we develop a prayer life, this church would begin to expand. Hey, we might have to build a bigger building in these last days. Yes, I come to tell us, church, prayer is the key. Hey, amen, prayer is the key. Rather, that unlocks heaven's gates. If we can learn how to pray, if we can teach our people that God, that self-existent one, that great one, Yahweh, Jehovah, He is our God. Amen.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
He is eternal. Amen. Thy throne, David said, Psalm 45:6, is forever and ever. The scepter, amen, of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Amen. We do not have to worry, great God, that somebody's going to overthrow him. Amen. Presidents fight over who's going to sit in the White House on the next term. Amen. Foreign countries fight who's going to be the next leader of their country. I come to tell you tonight, he's eternal. He was on the throne when he spoke into nothing and said, let there be light, and there was light. I said he was on the throne when the earth had nothing but a big blob, and he spoke into existence. Amen. And he blew the breath of life into a dead world, and it became a living being. Thank God. I come to, he was there on the throne all the way back in the eons of time. And I come to tell you, Brother Earl, he's still on the throne tonight, and he's still able. If we would learn to call unto him, he said, Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will hear you when you call. I come to ask this church tonight, are we at a place where we've learned how to call unto the Lord? Amen. If we can learn how to do that and adapt a prayer life, look out, devil, we're going to have revival. Look out, devil, miracles are going to come to pass. If we can learn how to call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! Hold on, hold on.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God. Amen. For he is, amen, the I am. And he will always be the I am. Thank God. I got a lot of preacher before I get to my point number two. But in the Old Testament, amen, when you really run this I am down, and you go back to Genesis, all the way back to the beginning, 22:14. Thank God. Amen. Abraham called him Jehovah Jireh. Hey, amen. When the Lord provided a ram in the thicket in the place of Isaac, he had to offer up his son Isaac. Hey, God. Amen. But oh, Abraham looked over there. Amen. And God provided, amen, a sacrifice. And Abraham looked on that mountain and it called him Jehovah Jireh. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, church, he's always provided, and he'll provide right here this very instance. What is your need tonight? I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I said, what is your need tonight? I tell you what it is. It can be met when you meet Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide. That God, Philippians said, amen, who shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in heaven. Hey, I wonder how rich he is. He's richer than Warren Buffett. He's richer than Bill Gates. He's richer than the greatest doctors. He's richer than the greatest lawyers. I come to tell you, he is Jehovah Jireh. I said, he is that God that shall supply all of our needs. Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Exodus. I told you what Genesis said. Let's see what Exodus 15 and 26 said about him. He is Jehovah. Amen. Rapha. Hey God. Amen. For God himself, by this name, when he had healed the bitter waters and made them drinkable for Israel. Amen. Then God made them a promise that if they would walk in his will, he would not cause them to suffer the disease that had plagued the people. Amen, Jehovah. Amen, Rapha. Hey God, the Lord who heals. Hey God, I come to tell you tonight, I said he is the Lord that heals. Amen, has anybody ever experienced him, Brother Daniel, to be the God that heals? Hey, I'd like to see a show of hands. Has the Lord ever, I look in this house tonight, I said, look in this house. He is Jehovah Rapha. Amen to God. Amen. That's able to heal. He healed them old murky waters. And it caused Israel to drink one more time. Hey, and I come to tell you, he can heal your murky waters. He can cause you to drink. He can heal backaches. He can heal heart attacks. He can heal cancer. He can heal diabetes. Hey, I'm still trusting God. I feel a whole lot better than what was. I tell you, I've been trying to have faith. Amen. He can heal plantar fasciitis. Great God in heaven. I come to tell a church he is a God that can heal. Could you raise a hand in this house right here tonight? Amen. Call unto me that one that is able.
Praise God. Yes, God.
You got it there, Sister Mary. Go ahead and get us my next one. Exodus 17 and 15. Listen to this.
And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi.
Woo! And Moses built an altar.
Yeah.
And he called the name of that place, amen, that he gave the victory to,
yes,
Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord our banner. Amen.
Right.
In the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up.
Right.
And God, and his train filled the temple. You know what that meant, Sister Missy? In the Old Testament, Sister Carolyn, amen, when a king, when a leader of a nation was victorious, victory in war was victory in a battle. They would take, amen, that the people that they defeated, a piece of their flag or something that they represented their country. Amen. They'd staple it, they'd sew it, they'd put it in to the train of their king. Hey, God. Amen. It was a sign of victory. Hallelujah. The Lord, our banner. They had a banner of victory. Hey, God, let me tell you something. Amen. The Lord's train, it filled the temple. Hey, what are you saying, Brother Jeff? He is the great victor. He's never lost one battle. Hey, I know it's a dark hour. I know it's a dark generation. I come to tell you tonight, there is victory in Jehovah Nissi. He's never lost one battle. Hey, I said he's never been found over in the ditch somewhere defeated. But great God, he is Jehovah Nissi. He is the God of victory. Amen. The Lord, our banner.
Yes.
Amen. In Judges 6:24. Hey God, we find another one. Gideon called him by this name when the Lord called him to lead the people Israel to victory over the Midianites and the Amalekites. When the Lord appeared to Gideon, Gideon was terrified. Amen. And he thought he would die because he had seen the Lord. The fear of the Lord become upon him. And the Lord spoke peace to Gideon's heart, and Gideon built an altar upon that place, and he offered up sacrifice unto the Lord, and he gave it a name, Jehovah Shalom. Hey God, which means the Lord our peace. Hey God, I come to tell you tonight, he's still speaking peace in a fearful I've never seen such fearful hearts in a fearful generation. People's afraid, people's worried, People's having heart attacks in their 30s. They're having strokes in early age. I come to tell you tonight, amen, call unto me. Why, Jeremiah? Because he is Jehovah Shalom. He is the God that giveth peace. Hey, I come to tell a church, he's able and will, but call upon his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen. Great God, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. And it gets down to the latter part. It said, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Woo! Isn't that good, church? And the Lord, great God, and the peace of God rather shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. If I've ever seen an hour when we need somebody to keep our minds and our hearts, it's the day that we're living in. Amen. Psalms 23 and 1. David called unto him, and they said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. He was saying he is Jehovah Rahow. Hey God. Amen. Which means the Lord, my shepherd. Hallelujah. He leads me. He protects me. He guides me. He is interested in the issues of everyday life. Hey, I come to tell us, Hebrews said, amen, that we have a, amen, high priest. Hey God, that we can go to. Amen. Who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities? What does that mean? That means our everyday cares, our everyday troubles. Are you bugged about something? Call unto Jehovah Roha. And God, I said he's able to move. I said he's able to meet our everyday needs. Amen.
Thank you.
Woo! Amen. Brother Tommy, give me real quick. Amen. Luke 11. Luke chapter 11. Starting verse number 1. Amen. Woo! Hey God. I said he's able. Jehovah Rohi. Amen. The Lord, my shepherd. Luke 11. 1. Amen. Maybe through verse 4. I ain't real sure.
And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray.
Teach us to pray.
As John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Get back up there, Brother Tommy, the verse I'm needing when he said, when thou prayest, pray like this. Our Father, read that part one more time.
When you pray, say, Our Father.
When you pray, woo, hallelujah. When you pray, say what?
Our Father.
When you pray, say what?
Our Father.
Our Father, amen. Hey God, in the Old Testament, they knew him, amen, as Jehovah Shalom. They knew him as Jehovah Rampa. They knew him as Jehovah Nisi. They knew him as Jehovah Roha. Hey God, but in the New Testament, they come to him and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Hallelujah. And he said, when you pray, amen. Another place said, enter thou into thy prayer closet. And he said this, pray our Father, amen. Those Jews, when they had a need that they need healed, they prayed, hey God, with that name. Amen. When they needed peace, they prayed Jehovah Shalom. Hey, but Jesus said, you don't have to approach me as Nisi, as Shalom, as Rapah. Or Roha, but he said, all you gotta do is call and say, My Father. Hey, if you interpret this, this is Abba, which means daddy. Hey, I'm your God, I'm your Father, amen. And if you got a need, I'm available. Call unto me. I come to Tillis Church. We got one that cares. My son, my daughter can get 1,000 miles away and one call. I'd be there at a moment's notice. How much greater is our God? When you pray, say, Our Father, God, He wants to move. He wants to heal. He wants to save your children.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We are powerless, but He is all powerful. We don't have no control, but He controls everything. Hey, we can't do much of nothing, but He can do everything. Woo! Well, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. We are revealing when we go to Him, call unto me, He said. We must reveal our need and our dependence upon a holy God.
Now listen to this. I'm going to get to the will part, prayer and the will of God.
He first told Jeremiah, he said, I'm going to bring Israel back to me. It was a prophecy.
Yeah.
Israel had sinned against God. Israel had been carried away. They were held captive down in Babylon for some 70 years. They were away from God. Jeremiah was in prison. It wasn't looking very good. But God prophesied and said, I'm going to bring it all back together. Hey, Jeremiah, you preach and tell them that I'm going to do it. Hey, Jeremiah, and not only preach and tell them, but you pray that it come to pass. Why? I tell you why. When Jeremiah was in prison, he didn't have very much faith. Hey, is Israel ever going to come back together? Can God ever bring this? But more, Jeremiah prayed, God, will you bring Israel back together? God, will you help us assemble us back as a nation of God? The more Jeremiah began to pray, it built that faith up in his heart. And I can see him down in that jail. Oh God, will you do it again, Lord? And then he remembers a day the Lord spoke to him, and he jumps up, grabs hold of them bars in that jail cell, and said, surely God can do it again. And I believe he started preaching down the halls of that jail. Get ready, boys. Israel scattered, many of them down in Babylon. There's really no country at all. But get ready, boys. She's coming back together again. Hey, I come to tell us, call unto me. Amen. God said, I'm able to hear your call.
Praise God.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Is this all right?
Yes.
Amen.
All
right.
Woo! So let's get on down. Amen. To the last, to the second part. Amen. Call on the Lord. Call unto me. And what?
Yes.
And I will answer thee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
That ain't real complicated, is it?
No, it ain't.
Now he embarks in a covenant. Amen. First he gives him a command. Call unto me.
Yeah.
Now he gives him a covenant. I will answer you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Great God. God's promise is that He will pay attention to His people when they call upon His name. God doesn't merely hear us when we pray. Listen, He actually pays attention to your prayers. And He promises to answer our prayers. Do you believe that? Sometimes people hear us when we talk. Have you ever talked to somebody? Hey, used to. I talk to folks. Amen. This is how you get when you get older. Amen. Used to, I'd talk to people and I could tell they weren't really interested in talking. And I'd just keep on talking because I didn't really know what else to do. Amen. But nowadays, if I talk to folks and they sit there and they're wandering off left field, I quit talking. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Because sometimes people don't listen to you when you talk. But God said, call unto me. Hey, and what? We'll answer. What was he saying? I'm listening to you. When you call unto me, your prayers are not in
insignificant. Your tears are being bottled up in heaven. And I'm listening. When